Eileen, should every patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer have BRCA germline testing?
So I think so. We know from multiple data sets now that if we go for testing based on family history, age, or ethnicity, we miss a significant proportion of people. So in the NCCN current guidelines, there's a recommendation for some groups of people with pancreas cancer and a recommendation to consider it for all patients. And I think that leaves it a little bit open. And you can certainly argue that there's some subsets that are very unlikely. But I think we should be agnostic to any clinical discriminator, in my opinion.
So just to close out here, because obviously this comes up in ovarian cancer, every single patient with ovarian cancer now needs BRCA testing. Maybe you could just share, Eileen, with the audience what you told me ahead of time. I was fascinated because one of the practical issues of germline testing is genetic counseling. And I was really fascinated by what you're doing at Memorial. Can you share it with the audience?
Sure. So we have an approach that we've implemented in the clinic following our colleagues in breast and ovary and prostate cancer, where every patient who comes in the door with pancreas cancer is offered germline testing, and the take-up on that has been extremely high. The traditional way of doing this, of course, is to refer the patient to our genetics team, and with their schedules and the complexity of the patient's illness, a lot of times they wouldn't get there during the course of their disease. So in practice now, how this is approached is we review ourselves directly with the patients, the pros and cons of testing, and show patients an educational video. They're consented, so it's part of our institutional germline and somatic profiling. And we've had a very high take-up rate for this, and essentially now germline test all patients with pancreas cancer, and that's yielded a finding of about 18% in terms of pathogenic mutations, not all, of course, which are directly actionable, but a number, of course, are clearly significant for both that individual and their family.
Yeah, but the thing that was fascinating to me is instead of sending them a genetic counselor, they literally hand them an iPad and say, take a look at this video and explain it to them. Makes a lot of sense. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our community-based oncologist and to the faculty for our symposium. And thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio program on the management of pancreatic cancer based on a satellite CME symposium held during the 2019 Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium.